I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project based on the idea that the stories of everyday people are the most important and interesting of all. When the StoryCorps mobile booth visited Charleston in 2012, Corey Hipp interviewed her friend and colleague Ernest Parks. As a Civil War reenactor, Ernest has played the role of a soldier in the Massachusetts 54th Regiment, a Union infantry made up of African American soldiers. Here, Ernest explains the importance of the 1863 Battle of Solagree Island in South Carolina, slipping into character as he talks with Corey.
Can you tell me a little bit about the neighborhood of Solagree and its roots?
Well, Solagree Island, South Carolina, is a small coastal neighborhood off the coast of Stoner River on James Island, South Carolina. Solagree belonged to Solomon Legree, who was a white slave owner. Well, during the course of the war, Solagree ended up being the site of many firsts. James Island, South Carolina, particularly Solagree Island, South Carolina, was the site of a battle by the first set of African Americans, the Massachusetts 54th Regiment. July 16, 1863 was the first time that we actually confronted the Confederacy and fought the Confederacy. The battle was definitely, it was basically a slaughter. But when you looked into the eyes of the soldiers who were fighting that war, their mentality was such that, do I live for tomorrow or do I die for the future? And to make America free for everyone. My God, what steps in history? And such steps in history to the point where I actually joined a reenactment group, the Massachusetts 54th Regiment, Company I reenactment group here in Charleston, South Carolina, which I've been a member of now for 5-6 years. When I put on that uniform, when I donned that uniform, I become almost another person. You know, I almost become a soldier of old. And we can tell the stories of what our forefathers went through, what those men went through, to make sure that America lived out the true meaning to which she said that she would live out. And we hold that dearly today. And yes, we do living histories. And we do everything ranging from storytelling to bringing guests and letting them tell their stories. One particular one that we worked on now for some years is one where I tell the story of Mr. Charles Gammon. Now, Charles Gammon was from Springfield, Ohio. And Charles Gammon died at the Battle of Solagree Island, July 16, 1863. And one of the stories that I can imagine for him was, he said something to the effect, "Oh, but the word had gone out. The call to arms. America decided she was going to let the Negro get on the fight to help preserve this Union and to prove that we were men. But hell, we were always men. God made us men. But when other men needed our labor, they made us slaves. We were soldiers from the North, the Massachusetts 54th Regiment. We were General Gillmore's Federal Army brought to James Island to oppose Confederate troops. But he was about to see something he never before saw before. Black men and blue." Yes, sir. I'll never forget that date. It was July 16th, 1863, during the Battle of Solagree Island.
That never gets old.
Ernest Parks and Corey Hipp at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Charleston in 2012, produced locally by Michaela Gay for South Carolina Public Radio. For more StoryCorps and narrative interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.